99.7 DJX. Hi there, it's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey.
By now, you probably know that you're probably not going to school today. If you've got a kid at school age, kid, probably not happening. Or maybe you are listening and you're hoping that you're not school. JCPS, Jefferson County Catholic, most of the area schools are closed. Or just check and see if maybe you have virtual learning today. But yeah, all because of the effects of Hurricane Helene that are going to be rolling into the area here in about an hour to 2 hours with high winds and heavy rain. So that'll be hitting right about the time that, you know, kids will be waiting for the buses and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, enjoy the day. Hunker down.
Our kids are still going. So T's and P's.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers for you guys, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, Louder Than Life, that's still expected to go down today as well. If you've got Friday passes or weekend passes, just know that they have changed their policy with this weather, saying that, yeah, you can leave the festival grounds and come back. So if
they're still forging forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now they're still forging forward and they're going to, quote, rage in the rain.
Rage in the rain. That's yes. Right. There's nothing more rock than that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we will dive into some of the Facebook comments on the canceled school a little bit later. So that's always fun
people always have opinions.
Yeah, I will say, though, there is a stark difference between Facebook and Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, when you consider the age group of the users, maybe you'll understand when you hear it, all right?
Got it.
On 99.7 DJX, someone on the internet figured out that if you slow down songs by Dolly Parton, it sounds a lot like Hozier.
Really?
I don't know if I hear it. But I'll play you the clip of Dolly Parton's Jolene slowed down, followed by Take Me to Church. Okay, there's Dolly. Now okay. Hozier.
Take me to church. I was like a dog at the shrine of delight.
I mean, I guess
okay,
a little.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right, all right.
Okay. Well, the internet discovers weird things.
I know, I mean,
it really
you know.
It has time to find weird things.
The internet says someone was playing around and was like, oh, you know what? This does sound like Hozier, doesn't it?
Dolly Parton. Like, who are these people that have this kind of time on their hands? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. So there you go. Little Jolene slowed down. Hozier. Mashup, it works.
Great stuff.
All right, this is Setting the Bar Story. Kelly, this is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you had one job. One job. If you can manage to make it through the day without giving away the dogs you're supposed to be dog sitting, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? We had to know we were doing that, right?
So, you know, there are some apps now that are dog sitting apps or, you know, that help, you know, you... Make sure that your little animals are taken care of if you gotta go away or whatever.
Sure.
So there's this TikToker that's kind of getting a lot of attention that claims that this dog sitter that she found on one of the apps, like Rover, gave away her pets.
What in the world?
So Mackenzie, she had a little trip, and after a couple weeks, she stopped receiving photos. Toward the end of her vacation, because, you know, during that app, like the people who are dog sitting can like post up little photos of your animals. And, you know, a lot of the places that board your animals do that now too.
Yeah.
Too. Right.
I
exactly.
Love that.
Yeah. I do too. I love it. It was a great service until my dog got kicked out. That's a story for another time. But.
Okay.
They stopped getting photos near the end of their vacation. And so they kind of reached out and was like, hey, would love to see photos of our little one.
How they doing? Yeah. How they doing?
Yeah. And so Mackenzie says that they kept giving us excuses like, oh, not home yet. Oh, you know, not at the house yet. Blah, blah, blah. Then okay. When the vacation was over, she received a message saying that their dogs had been dropped off at their quote, new home.
Okay, so they did know. they gave it to somebody else. Like, this wasn't some sort of mistake. Like, oh my gosh, I got addresses mixed up or something like that. Like, they just rehomed the dog.
Yeah, so the app, Rover, confirmed that, yes, the dog sitter in question, oh yeah, well, that person's been banned now from the app.
Oh,
and
thanks.
So it took a little bit of time, like some social media help and everything, but Mackenzie was finally able to recover her animals.
So wait, the person was just banned that did this? Like, there's no way to charge them with it? What are you charging?
Like other repercussions or anything? Like,
yes.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, the most important thing is that Mackenzie got her dogs back.
That's good.
But seriously.
But yes, I mean, there has to be more repercussions than, well, we're not using them anymore. Are you serious?
If you're within the sound of my voice and you're watching someone's animals, let's not just go ahead and like, okay,
you
hey,
know what? I
I'm
feel like
done.
I found a better home for you.
You know what? I'm done watching them. We'll just go ahead and sublet your dogs to another home.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I know.
Like,
so
what was the motive behind that? Like, I just don't feel like watching your dogs anymore and you're not back yet, so I'm just going to find someone else.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
gosh.
We don't know. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving the dogs away you're supposed to be dog sitting, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that is the very basic part of your job.
Yet, I didn't think that we'd have to say this, but here we are, friends.
Here we are.
Yep.
There's a reason why there's instructions on Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. That is your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Like many area schools, JCPS canceled classes for today. UofL, Bellarmine, Greater Clark, New Albany, Floyd. Due to the forecasted inclement weather, no school for students and staff, no NTI. That's pretty much for the surrounding areas. I mean, that's should be it, right? But then we looked at the Facebook comments.
OMG.
Now, I will say there were a lot that were applauding the decision.
Right.
Saying, hey, I didn't want to send my kids in this sort of weather anyways, all that. But then there were others like Danny. My kids go rain or shine. All right. Thanks, Danny.
All right.
Vicky says, oh, please. When I was a kid, we went to school in tornadoes and blizzards. These kids nowadays are weak.
Weak.
They're weak.
Oh, John, this crap fake AF school will be open and running tomorrow.
All right, John, thanks.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
Bethany, get these kids to school. You better believe I would have paddled my canoe to school.
Oh, she would have had a canoe. Yeah,
she
of course.
Had a canoe. All right.
Yeah, Wanda is like, well, canceled for a little rain. What's next? Snow?
Bill,
quite possibly.
The Facebook comments, unless I see the ark being built, my kid's going to school.
Well, all right. Leslie, I wish I had these school officials when I went to school. Lame.
All right. Then Paula, the Facebook comments, canceled school. Great. Now I'm going to get my donkey and ride him through the Taco Bell drive-thru.
What the heck?
I don't even get that.
I don't either, but I feel like it's always Paula that rolls in with a wacky comment like that,
no.
Right?
Now, listen, the Instagram comments were a little bit different. You think the demographics, though, you know, there's Facebook, maybe a little older demographic.
Right.
Instagram,
yeah.
Maybe a little younger. Clutched up!
Yes! Go! Sky Zone! Here we come!
Bruh, I made horchata for my class.
Perfect. I had two tests.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Honestly, like when I was in school and they canceled school and I had tests or quizzes that day, I was like,
yes.
There it is.
Yes.
Straight comments. I love you, Hurricane Helene.
Yeah, okay. That's still, I mean, it's really bad in certain areas of the country
right now. I kind of wanted to go, but anything to chill.
All right. The love I gained for you guys is just amazing.
And then there were several comments on Instagram. I wanted to see my man.
Oh,
heart,
no.
Heart, cry,
oh,
cry,
no.
Cry.
Oh, no, but I don't get to see my boo.
I know. And then finally, Instagram comments on canceling school. Y'all low-key the GOATs.
The GOATs. All right.
Oh, definitely
so
different.
So people have opinions.
Yeah, definitely different from Instagram to Facebook.
And isn't it so nice that we have a place where those opinions can be aired?
Right, right. Exactly.
Aren't we lucky?
We're so lucky.
So lucky.
And all I know is that y'all better be eyeing every single Taco Bell drive-thru this morning for Paula.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Paula rolling up on her donkey.
In a donkey.
In donkey. I'm gonna need 2 chili cheese burritos and a nacho bel grande. Stop!
I'm gonna have a feast.
So does anybody have anxiety over living with a password that you're not currently paying for access to?
And you live that life.
And you're just sweating the day that you just don't have access to said thing anymore?
You know what that's like, don't you?
It's 99.7 DJX. I do.
Is that why you never finished Ted Lasso?
And listen. Listen. So we had a coworker a while ago who was like, hey, Ben, sure. Like, this is when Ted Lasso first came out.
Yeah.
And it was just on Apple TV. You had to get it on Apple TV. I don't have Apple TV.
You don't live the Apple life, really, at all.
And so she was like, oh, my gosh, easy. I'll add you to my family. No big whoop.
That's a nice coworker.
So nice, right? Said coworker leaves, gets another job. So at that point, I'm like, ooh, all right, little touch and go. I'm just going to continue. And just
they probably forgot.
Yeah,
and
just hope that they don't actually look at their family list and go, well, I don't know who this is. Or Ben's been living this life for a while. It's time for him to go.
We don't really work together anymore.
I've got a new coworker that I would like to give that spot to.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. New coworker to welcome into the family.
Right, exactly. So I was just like, okay, got through season one. All right. Okay, we're good. And it was a little tinge of sweat under my arms every single time I would log in and there would be success. I would be like, yes. Still a part
still
of the
family.
Still in the family. I'm still in the family. And then one day, before season three came out.
So you got through the first two seasons.
I got through the first two. Oh, and I even got through a couple episodes of season three.
Oh, dang it.
When I try it, I'm logging in and it says, must log in. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. Okay, I'll just try logging in real quick.
I'm logged in because I'm family.
I'll just try to lie. It must be a mistake. I'll just log in real quick.
What was that login again?
Try to do that there. And then it was like, sign up for account. I was like,
They must have accidentally changed the login or something.
And
forgetting to tell me about that. They probably forgot.
And so then it's like, I've got my pride weighing against me.
Yeah.
And just cutting and running and enjoying the ride, right?
Right, right. Because you had two seasons of free. And we're not going to pay at this point.
Right.
Right. You've been spoiled.
And so I was like, okay, do I send a text and go,
no, you do not, sir. No, you do not.
And go.
Hey, remember the one time you had this agreement? Well, I got to get through season three, so if you could float me a bone, I promise I won't use it after that. Is that what you were considering saying?
I would be lying to you and to myself if the thought hadn't occurred.
Did you send that text?
Of just sending the, hey, you up, sort of test it up.
Like, was that login again for Apple TV?
Hey,
the login doesn't seem to be working anymore.
I was going over in my head, like, and I mean, I haven't literally spoken to this person since they left our
so you don't have any room to say, I want to use your password anymore.
So do I first initiate contact and go,
are you serious?
Hey, how
are you
doing?
You serious? You considered that?
Just a quick like, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Checking
up.
Been thinking about you.
Been thinking about you?
Hope
really?
Hope all's well.
You send those texts to zero people. Not even people in your family. You send those kind of texts to zero people you want something.
And then waiting for the follow-up and then going...
You didn't send it, did you?
I was wondering...
Your wife stopped you, right?
Remember when you added me to the family?
Oh, my God.
So
wow. Wow. I can't even believe you considered crafting that kind of a text.
Listen,
I can't believe you considered it.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Oh, my goodness.
And I as I said, I would be lying to you, to me, to anyone else, if I said that no, that never crossed my mind.
That's a certain kind of low, sir.
Thank you.
That's a certain... kind of user low.
No, I think really you should be commending me for not
sending it.
Sending that.
You thought it.
Text,
you thought it.
But I did think
you thought it.
Yes.
Like, how in the world did you think, did you ever stop to like put yourself in their shoes and like what your face would look like when you see that text come across and like, are you serious?
Yeah, but you'd have to think though, maybe it'd be like, oh, cool, Ben's texting me.
Who I no longer work with. Wait a minute. Were you the reason why they were no longer working with us?
No. Okay. She worked in a different department. It wasn't even anything.
That would have been even more rich.
No. So, because in my mind, I was like, she'd get the text and she'd be like, oh, cool, Ben's texting me. And then maybe it was just a hiccup on her end.
A hiccup on her end.
Yeah.
Or maybe you weren't the only moocher she was helping out. And figured, uh-oh, they're going to start cracking down. I don't want to lose my account.
So anyways, I haven't been able to finish Ted Lasso season 3 since. I got cut off from the family.
You're so pathetic.
So I understand is what I'm saying.
Oh, do you?
When John's girlfriend is loaning out her Netflix password.
This is a little different of a situation, though.
It is a little bit.
A little different.
A little bit. But anyways, we'll get into why John is having some issue with his girlfriend lending out the Netflix password, which a lot of these streaming services now are understanding that people do this, and they're upcharging you just a little bit if the IP address is not from your city area.
Exactly. Geo-targeted. Well, this login isn't in the same household. Right, exactly. They don't seem to have the same last name either.
Exactly. So anyways, we'll navigate John's situation and John's girlfriend coming up.
And if anybody wants to float Ben,
yeah,
their Apple TV login, so he can finally finish season three, Ted Lasso.
So I can be in the family one more time.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
John says, Ben and Kelly, first off, have to say I've really enjoyed listening to your radio program for a long time.
Aw, thank you, John. You're the one.
That's sweet. Thought I'd reach out to you about what's going on in my life. I've spoken to my girlfriend about it, and she assures me nothing is going on.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I just found out that she's been sharing her Netflix password with a guy friend of hers.
Okay.
Now, I know about him. They were friends before we started dating, so this isn't a new friend of hers.
Gotcha.
She says they never dated, but they've been friends for a long time.
Okay.
If that were it, we wouldn't have anything to talk about because it's not a big deal. However, I also found out that they watch certain shows together virtually and chat about them late at night.
Yeah.
So it's like they're having these little like virtual date nights over video where they're chatting while watching.
Okay.
Now, to my knowledge, this is something that they've just started doing, and I'm uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't she do that with me?
Okay.
So like I said, I told her I don't like it, and she told me not to worry and gets frustrated when I bring it up.
Mm.
So I guess I have a couple of questions. Number one, I subscribe to the idea that guys will never be just friends with a woman without thinking they have a chance to hook up.
Mm.
So am I being irrational on thinking that they would date if given the chance?
Okay.
Also, I have been cheated on before, so maybe I'm overly sensitive to this, but I feel like I should trust my gut. Otherwise, I'll get burned again.
Yeah.
And number two, I don't want to lose her. But is this a big enough red flag that I should cut my losses?
Oh.
Thanks for any help you can give me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess that's tough. So let's address one of those questions. If they haven't dated before and they were friends before you guys got together, maybe they are just platonic friends. You know, if before you guys got together, they were already friends, maybe they already had the opportunity and they just haven't. You know what I mean?
And maybe that's just one of the things that they shared in common, is they liked watching these shows or movies.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was in college, there was a girl who lived on a different floor, and we enjoyed watching ER. ER was one of those shows.
Yeah.
And we would, this was before Netflix was kind of a thing, but like I'd go to her dorm room and we'd watch ER, or she'd come to mine and we'd watch ER. We never dated. Nothing like that. We just hung out and watched ER. We had a fondness for ER.
Yeah. Okay. So Julia says on Facebook, sharing account, chill. Schedule date nights over FaceTime, Netflix and chill.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Amber said, if it were me, I have a guy friend whom I've only been platonic friends with for over 20 years. I'm also in a serious relationship and wouldn't dream of having date nights over the phone on a regular basis, especially if my boyfriend had expressed concern and it made him uncomfortable.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just a respect thing. If she isn't listening to your concerns, she isn't respecting your boundaries. Bye.
Yeah, maybe that's a little bit more concerning than the whole Netflix thing, that you're not that she's not understanding,
right,
like what your concern is. And
I get how John feels. It's just like, okay, why are we not doing that?
Yeah, and I understand they probably don't live together, so you know, it's like, well, I mean, we could do that.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Or just get together in person and watch things and talk about it.
Right.
I mean, way better.
Right. All right, 502-795-1997. Do you have a story about warning John? Be careful. This is what happened to me. Or do you have a reassurance for John? Like, hey, you know what? It's cool. You're overreacting. Whatever. Let us know. All right. Because maybe your experience could help him in this. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Okay. So John's in a situation where his girlfriend is sharing Netflix passwords with one of her platonic guy friends, but the problem is they're having these little date nights over video where they're chatting while they're watching a certain show together, and he's expressed his, like,
he's like, that's weird, right?
Yeah,
it feels like it's a little weird.
He's like, that's weird, right? And so, exactly. And she's like, it's no big deal,
right? And so Tanya says on Facebook, first, stop overthinking. FYI, if she wanted to be with him, she would have, and your crazy thoughts will only push her closer to him.
Mm.
If you want her to watch shows with you and discuss them, then start watching them and then start the conversation about the show with her.
All right.
She's your partner. You don't need to ask to do this, but your only problem is you have a guy brain. If it were female, you wouldn't have any problems with it. Look at this guy as a female. The only person that is a threat to your relationship is you. Stop being jealous and become his friend, too.
Ah, okay. Now, Morgan, you have a platonic friend.
I am engaged happily, and I have had the same best guy friend since I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
We are as close as my girlfriend, my best girlfriend and I. There is such a thing as being completely platonic. He just needs to know more of the history of their friendship.
And maybe that'll reassure him?
Yeah, because I talk to my best guy friend more than my fiance, and he knows everything.
Is your best guy friend straight?
Yes, and okay. He's in a relationship as well.
Oh, okay. All right, all right.
Okay, and then his girlfriend is cool with all that, too?
Yes. Now, we got divorced around the same time, which is just a coincidence. But anyways, going through the dating process was a little tricky because not everybody understood our relationship.
Gotcha.
But we found people that do. And yeah, it's just, I guess I just strongly believe that it's possible to have absolutely no feelings.
Do you guys hang out as a foursome? Do you ever hang out as a foursome?
Yes, we do sometimes. And I think that is a move that they should make.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if he gets to know this guy too, then he'll feel more comfortable.
Exactly. Now, if she's hesitant about that, that's a different story.
Gotcha.
Good
gotcha.
Point.
Yeah. Morgan, thank you.
Yeah.
Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Andrew. Let us hear your expertise on this subject.
Well, first and foremost, she needs to respect his wishes, period, the end. If he has a problem with it, she needs to honor that if she truly cares about this individual, for the most part. Now, I will share a story. Okay. I do share a YouTube TV account with my ex-wife, but the reason I do that is because my kids are with her the majority of the time. Mm-hmm. So it's for them, not necessarily for her.
Right.
You know, does that make sense? Yeah. It's about my kids, not about her. So there's a little bit of a difference there. But she's just got to respect his wishes. I mean, yeah, it's an issue. Because then what else is she not going to respect down the road? Come on, guys. This mm-hmm. one's easy. Jesus.
All right.
I've not even had on my coffee yet. Come on.
All right.
Andrew okay. the Love Doctor.
Good stuff.
Thank you, buddy.
Give him 11.
HJ says, one, she's not hiding it. And you're not wrong about dudes. Because he did comment and say, I subscribe to the idea that, you know,
men and women can't be just friends
just
without
friends.
Him, like, hoping something's going to happen
yeah,
at that point.
Yeah, at some point, right.
Yeah.
He says, you're not wrong about dudes, but women can just be friends, so trust her, not him. Your insecurity is going to run her off.
Yeah, Lisa says, rule number one of true male-female friendships, you never disrespect each other's relationships. If he feels any way about this, she should be respectful enough to shut that down.
All right.
Or at least invite him to be a part of it.
Yeah, maybe
like
that.
If it's truly like that, just invite him in. Like, hey, you watch with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like John is looking like he is being left out of the fun club. Right.
And so he wants to be in the fun club.
Right. And invite him into the fun club. And then if she says, no, that's just kind of an us thing, then maybe that's a little bit more concerning.
So. Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, John, good luck. Keep us posted on that and let us know what all happens. That is Group Therapy. Play a fun little game, shall we? Called Guess the, I don't know, theme song, something like that. Kelly loves the game.
I love the game so much. I love it so much. I love it.
Yep. Let's introduce you to Katie calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. You know, my sister's name is Katie. I think Katies are pretty cool. So.
So great, so I don't have to play the game. That's great. All right, yay.
Katie's got brown hair, drives a Kia Soul, is training to be a school bus driver. Thanks, Katie. Need those. And is okay with her current single status.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Katie. So we're going to play the TV theme song game.
You're going to hear TV theme songs. You got to guess what they are.
Yeah.
What shows.
All right, here we go. First one, Katie.
That sounds so familiar.
It is.
I don't know.
This is classic.
It's classic?
Yes. Katie, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
Who's the star?
Stars.
Okay, Stars ensemble show?
But I'll say the Dunphys.
Oh! Modern.
Modern Family.
Modern Family!
Never watched that one either.
Very good. Okay. You are missing out. Modern Family was an absolute hysterical gem.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Katie. This game, it just breaks my heart.
This is catered to you, sir. It's a shame you can't play this game.
I know.
Because this is in your wheelhouse.
This is my wheelhouse. All right, here we go. Next one. This one might be tough, Katie.
This one might be tough.
If you had a hard time with Modern Family, I don't know what you're going to do with this. All right, here we go. This one, guess the TV theme.
Okay.
Katie, how old are you? I don't know how old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you're not going to know this.
Oh, she's not
going to
know that.
I'm listening, yelling at me right now, probably.
Okay, yeah, I know. It's all right. It's all right. Because this show, it debuted 20 years ago.
Oh, it did?
And it was...
it blows my guess out.
Wildly successful when it went through. Kelly...
Unsolved Mysteries.
No, it's not Unsolved Mysteries.
It feels like it's that kind of show. I was going to say American Horror Story. I don't know. It sounds scary.
Okay, the premise is it's about a plane crash.
Oh, Lost.
That's a good hint, Katie.
Okay. It's Lost. Just say Lost.
Yes, it's Lost. All right.
I completely forgot show existed.
Listen,
and I dated a guy that was an extra in the pilot.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last one, Katie, and then we'll wrap up. Okay. This one, hopefully you'll get. All right. Hopefully you'll get this one.
So.
I do too. Trust me. Come on, Katie. Come through in the clutch.
He still needs to finish season 3. If anyone's got an Apple TV password to spare.
Come on, Katie.
He dressed up like him for Halloween and committed to that mustache for a while.
Come through in the clutch for us, Katie.
Oh, gosh. I don't...
Fish out of water story.
Soccer coach. Jason Sudeikis rhymes with Fred. Lasso. Red Lasso.
Come on, Katie.
God, never heard of it.
Help. Help us help you. Katie, I'm trying to get you off the phone before.
This game is such a failure every
it's
episode.
Ted Lasso. Just say Ted Lasso. Just say Ted Lasso. Just say Ted Lasso.
I would just like to apologize to all the listeners.
Thank you, Katie. Yes. People are literally screaming at you right now. It's all right. It's all right. Katie, listen. Listen, Katie, you're just chatting with your old pals, Ben and Kelly. That's all.
You know what? That's just a sign that she lives her life instead of sitting in front of a screen. That's what that says.
That's right. Katie is making memories in real life.
She's engaging in life.
That's right.
That's what she's
doing. And that is important.
And this game is such a colossal failure every single time we play it.
Okay. All right. You know what, Katie? It doesn't matter. You win. You win.
That's right.
Because it's not about win or losing. It's about the experience.
The experience.
And you are experiencing life right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not in front of the TV. You're with radio, and we appreciate that.
And if anybody does have an Apple TV account, they'd like to share the login so Ben can finish season 3.
Still trying to finish season 3 over here. All right, Katie.
Is it Ted Lasso?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Ted.
Oh, she still has no idea. We literally told you, and you... No.
I didn't hear you. No.
Oh, gosh, Katie, you are literally cracking us up. We can't. I love it.
That was great.
I love it.
That's
all right.
Great.
Katie, hang out just a sec. You've been a pleasure to talk with.
I got a laughter headache.
And we're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's just great.
Shoot. We need
this game is an utter failure.
So we should play it again sometime, right?
No, we should not. We should retire
Are
this
we
game.
Are we retiring this one? Look, they're not all gems. They all can't be little kid drunk adult every time.
We gave it a week. We gave it a good solid week.
We tried. All right. Anyways, we'll go back to the drawing board, try to come up with some more entertaining things for you.
Listen,
here.
It's a fluid show. It's a work in progress always,
in
you know?
Progress.
We're just throwing things. Some things stick,
yep.
Others don't.
Yep. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Thank you. Thank you for
That's
helping us
stuff.
Select the things that we choose to do
we're
on this show.
Literally in the lab right now.
99.7 DJX. Nice. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. The video's not out yet, but it will be this morning. Right around 11 a.m. on 99.7 DJX. We'll have that up for you to view. If you don't, just see it on YouTube first, but WDJX.com. All right, let's get to a feel good. Get a game.
So, a longtime waitress in Iowa named Bonnie passed away last year at the age of 80.
Mm-hmm.
She stunned the community, though, when she left $1.3 million to various organizations.
Wow.
Friends say she often worked two jobs. She saved every penny. She invested, and she loved her community. Here's the reactions from two reps of organizations that benefited.
Astonished. Really, we were just blessed to be able to receive this gift. And Bonnie was well known in our community. And I remember Bonnie from, you know, working as the cash register at the grocery store and just a very sweet person.
We had gotten some books in and we looked at them and said, oh, if Bonnie were still alive, these would have been the types of things she'd have checked out. And we'd have been calling her and say, hey, Bonnie, we've got this book in for you.
Mm.
That's sweet.
Wow.
So Iowa Central Community College was a recipient. The public library there was a recipient. Just an amazing gesture from just, again, a waitress who just saved, pinched every penny. And
wow.
Look at the amazing good that she left this world behind. You can see the story. Again, we've tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. Brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
What's your unusual love story? You have one of those stories? It's 99.7 DJX. Elizabeth, she's not a listener. She's getting some attention from Inside Edition.
Not your wife.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right. I have a wife, Elizabeth, too. Not her. So she heard rats in her mom's guest room and called the exterminator. Chad arrived. And despite both of them being in a relationship, after she wound up breaking up with her boyfriend, she kept kind of thinking about the exterminator, Chad.
Chad, the hot exterminator?
Yeah, who came through and ridded her mom's guest room of rats.
I opened the door and I was like, kind of taken aback. So I was just kind of like, you're not from Terminix, are you? And he's like, read my shirt. Yes, I am.
Like they say, it was love at first sight.
I just started texting all my friends, like, secret photos of him.
One text read, Chad the Exterminator is super hot. Not gonna lie.
I was like, is it like a sign that I am attracted to the Terminix guy?
Her friends gave the Exterminator a nickname. Rat Slayer.
I was taken back as well. I mean, look at her. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. So they wound up connecting over Instagram, and now they're dating.
That is amazing.
Over rats.
And I mean, she's cute. And yeah, he's cute. Like, I get it. They're cute together. And yeah, you don't expect that.
I mean,
we've
talked about stories of, you know, the, you know, service people coming by and like doing work on the house and then doing work on the customer too. But this is, I mean, what a story, right? Like,
Rat Slayer.
What an unusual love story that they had. You know, they were both dating someone and then when time came, you know, for them to break up and then look for new people, it was like, well,
literally love showed up at her door.
Yeah.
That is adorable.
So what was your unusual love story? Did get a message from Beth, found out that a guy I had a crush on in high school, never told him, went to the same college I attended out of state. He was a grade below me and we just bumped into each other at a party off campus. We're now dating. That's like serendipitous.
It is.
That's
fate bringing you guys back together.
Yeah, for sure. And then we'll one more, but it's from Amy.
Amy. She said, my husband and I met on the comment section of a naughty website. Amy!
The comment section.
What is happening?
They found love in the comment section of a naughty website.
I was like, wait, you sassy. I'm sassy. OMG.
I know. Maybe our sassy selves should get together sometime.
Stop. Hilarious.
That is funny. That's good. But yeah. Love. Over rats.
That is unexpected.
Yeah, unexpected for sure.
I will say this. My husband and I actually were at the same wedding reception years before we met.
Really?
Yeah, we were with other people. Actually never met each other there, but we discovered later after we started dating, we were both at that same reception.
That is so crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never interacted at that wedding reception. But
right. I mean, what, found out.
Oh my gosh, I was there.
Yeah, and you know, at the time, even if you would have seen him, it would have been like you probably wouldn't have thought anything of it. Just
exactly,
because
I was with a date. He was with a date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. That is so wild.
I know.
Kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know if you've got an interesting story or not, but you can feel free to share 502-795-1997. You can text those in here on DJX. But the trumpets mean it's time for me to print off my jokes.
Hashtag joke slayer.
Joke slayer. Well, we'll see, Kelly. We'll see. So yeah, you laugh, you lose on the way in just a minute. And if you want to follow along on Facebook, you'll see the indication that it's live or on Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show.
See the struggle.
Yep. That's on the way in just a few on 99.7 EJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun You Laugh, You Lose trophy that I'm holding in my hand, which, you know, is often sought after. It's hard to come across, though.
It is hard to come across. And you've been on a bit of a losing streak, I will have to say. You're welcome. Yep. Just wanted to point that out.
All right. Appreciate you. Yeah. All right. So losers go first. That'd be me. Kelly, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. You know, Kelly, I just passed my exam in origami.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got an A+ when I turned the paper into the teacher.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I figured I'd dumb these down a little bit from last week.
Thank you.
Just for you.
Thank you.
What is four wheels and flies?
What?
A garbage truck.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, you know, I usually do quite poorly on tests.
Do you?
But I did fairly well on that origami test.
Two origami jokes in a row.
You know, I usually fold under pressure.
Oh, yeah. 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 Okay, good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
If Lady Gaga has a baby, you know what she should name it?
What?
Goo Goo.
Hey.
Goo Goo Gaga.
Hey, Kelly, I actually ate my origami exam paper along with some aircraft paint.
Uh-huh.
I passed the test with flying colors.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How many more origami jokes do we have?
That was it.
Is it the whole?
Okay. No, that was it. That was it.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog have in common?
What?
Same middle name.
Duh. You know, Kelly, I wrote a book on penguins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been a lot easier if I'd have just written it on paper. They were kind of hard to hold down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Slippery 100%. Little devils.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Ah, yeah.
Why can't you tell puns to kleptomaniacs?
Why?
Because they take things. Literally.
You know, Kelly, the meteorologist who devised the wind chill factor has died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. He was 86, but he felt like he was 75.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's all in how you feel.
Age is just a number, Kelly.
You know, my daughter gave me a joke.
She did?
This is from Ava. What did one boob say to the other boob?
What?
You're my best friend.
I like that she's getting involved.
I have helpers.
I like that she's getting involved.
Yeah, I have helpers.
You know, the last hotel I stayed at was so bad, Kelly.
Yeah.
I called the front desk to tell them that I had a leak in my bathroom sink. They told me just to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told them I preferred to go outside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Not the toilet?
The world.
Of course.
Is my bathroom.
Hey, Ben. Guy says, my wife yelled from upstairs and asked, do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?
Yeah.
He said, no. She's like, how about now?
You know, Kelly, my wife and I were having an argument.
Yeah.
She threw a wheel of cheese at me.
Oh, wheel of cheese.
I know. I'm like, wow, that's really mature.
Uh-huh.
Cheese. Gouda thing she missed.
Oh, wow. Just wondering what the punchline was.
I thought about throwing it back, but I'm not a Munster.
Wow. Wow.
Come on, Kelly!
You look like you're so proud of those.
I am.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I already know how it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children will unplug my life support to charge their phone.
That'll be tragic.
It will be. It will be. You know they're always running on 10%, aren't they?
I was going to say, and the rub will be, they'll be at like 67%. Oh, and they'll just be like, I just need to. We're getting low.
That is just really harsh.
By the way, what are you at?
92.
I'm at 32.
What is happening?
Kelly, I once dated a girl.
Yeah.
Who hated going to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't work out.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Two whales walk into a bar.
Okay.
First whale says to the other whale, "Mom." Other whale says, "Go home, Frank, you're drunk."
You know, Kelly, I once dated a blind woman once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Really had to hand it to her. She was also the most faithful girl I ever knew.
What'd you have to hand her?
Not a chance she'd see other people.
Oh! That's really bad. This is really bad. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says my wife said it was my turn to put the baby down, so I was like, "You stupid, ugly baby, you suck at everything."
That is pretty good. You put the baby down. Can't even take a joke.
You stupid, ugly baby.
Oh shoot, that's funny. But I'll take this back.
Yay! Don't say that to your baby. Baby's precious.
You dumb baby!
All you do is suck at everything. Which literally they do suck a lot of things. They put everything in their mouth and they suck on it.
No, okay. All right, there you go. There it is. You laugh, you lose.
Oh, you only won because I'm hilarious.
Okay. Okay. On 99.7 DJ. Earlier we were talking about the unusual place where you found love, and it was because a couple people, Elizabeth and not my wife, Elizabeth from San Diego.
Chad.
Yeah, Elizabeth and Chad. They got together after Chad was the exterminator and helped her get rid of rats.
And she thought he cute.
He cute. And so later they wound up hooking up. Now they're dating. Some other stories. Haley was like, "I don't remember meeting my husband in January at college at a party. We officially met 2 months later in March. I mentioned how crazy it was we never met despite hanging out at his fraternity. He told me we'd had a conversation in January I have no recollection of."
Oh. Oopsies. Oopsies. Someone was drunk.
Right. Maybe. Exactly.
Maybe.
I mean, could be. Another message. "I met my husband in high school. After we got together, we discovered he was cousins with one of my good friends. And his dad was the uncle to the lady that married my dad's cousin."
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. But all good. We're not kin.
Okay, good. Good, good. Not related. All right. That's all legal.
Oh, shoot.
Good stuff.
Cindy wrote, "My massage therapist invited me at the time, my wife, to bring my daughter to a birthday party for her daughter, which was hosted at her ex-husband's house. She didn't go, but in return, we invited her and her kids to my daughter's birthday a month later. She had her ex-husband attend so he could take the kids home with him in the evening and she could stay for drinks and fire with the other adults. 3 years later, he's my fiance."
Look at that.
Yeah, those fun little unusual ways that you got love. Still, though, my fave is probably Amy's meeting her husband in the comments section on a naughty website.
What the heck? Now I'm just curious what website.
I'm curious what website and then what was commented.
Right.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
So many questions still need to be answered. All right. Coming up later this hour, we'll get to a setting the bar story. Also, well, I mean, almost a bonus setting the bar story, courtesy of Shelby County High School, coming up, too. Shaboozy on 99.7 JX. People's Choice Country Awards last night, winner of the Best New Artist of 2024. So he certainly has had a big year, that's for sure. All right, let's get to a feel good here on 9970JX.
So it's always fun to have some fun at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a couple of viral pranks that I want to tell you about. First of all, this one guy decided to completely rework his coworker Jeremy's desk in all Lego stuff. So Jeremy was on vacation. Oh, wow. So he literally remade the computer screen, his pen, even the desk with Lego versions.
Wow.
No telling how long this took.
Right.
But it was pretty impressive. So you can see that video at WDJX.com. You can also see this Instagram video of a dentist office in Colorado prank their new coworker by starting their daily meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. She was about to eat when they all got up, saw the flag on the video screen, and she got up and just joined in.
Very good. So today we're going to start with a segue.
All right, great.
We usually don't do that.
That's funny.
No. They recited the pledge and then they all spun around and then sat down.
She's like, where do I work?
What is this?
Where do I work?
Didn't know this was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
You can see both videos, pretty funny, at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70JX. Now a setting the bar story, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, look, I feel like this is harsh putting this in the setting the bar category. However, it is kind of funny. It's a little prank, and you were just talking about pranks being in the feel good.
Exactly.
But if you, as of yesterday, Google Shelby County High School, it comes up in Google as Shelby County Hawktua High School.
Come on now. Come on now. What are they doing?
Oh, shoot. Okay, all in so good
that's
fun.
That's why my kid's school said don't Google that.
Oh, did they really?
They did. They did. Yeah, they were asking yesterday. They were like, why is Shelby County in the news? I was like, I don't know. And then they said, well, they just told us not to look it up.
Yeah, because Shelby County Hawktua High School
is what
it's listed as.
Yeah, no. They didn't change the name of the school.
No.
No.
I don't think they did.
They didn't.
I don't think they did.
They didn't.
But plenty of people screenshotted it, and we have it on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show, so you
That's
can see
great.
It there.
OMG.
So kind of an honorary setting the bar story, which I feel like is a little harsh. It's just a little prank, a little senior prank early.
Uh-huh, but can you imagine, like, if the it's probably the kids having to explain to the parents what that means.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. You know.
Awkward.
Viral moment earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up. Everybody knows what it is.
Don't look it. When that girl, she's making bank.
Yeah, she turned it into a little podcast and everything.
Completely.
Good for her.
Seized the moment.
Absolutely.
And
as she should have. As she should have.
Okay.
All right. Another setting the bar coming up next where you can file this as I learned it by watching you.
Oh.
I learned it by watching you, Dad.
Not good.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.70JX. Setting the bar is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
I mean, in case you forgot from literally 3 minutes ago. All right. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without arriving at your son's drunken car crash when you're drunk yourself, you're doing okay.
That's not good. Don't do any of that.
Yeah, Benjamin is the 24-year-old who got in the accident, actually flipped his car, had to be taken to the hospital. Alcohol, quote, may have played a role, is what they're saying.
Okay.
So once he's out of the hospital, he's probably facing a DUI charge. But on the bright side of all that, it could be a bonding experience. He could actually see his dad there in jail.
Okay.
Because his dad showed up to the scene of the crash and he got a DUI.
That's not good. That is not good.
No.
Apple not falling far from the tree, apparently.
Right. Jonathan, the dad, uncooperative, wouldn't take a breathalyzer, gave him a field sobriety test. Guess what he did? Did he pass or fail?
Failed.
Yeah, he failed. So, again, maybe filing it under the I learned it by watching you. All this is bad. it's a setting the bar story.
Yeah, let's be aware that kids are always watching what you're doing.
Yeah, also,
so
but
if you're doing bad things, they might pick it up.
Now look. I don't fault the dad for wanting to go to the scene of the accident, because that's something I think every parent will want to do.
Sure.
And
but
you
if
can't
you are
predict,
impaired, we don't drive ourselves there.
Right. I was going to say, and you can't predict when these accidents happen. So maybe he was innocently enough tipping a couple drinks back at home when he realized this happened and was like, I got to go. So, you know, I almost understand to some extent, but yes, he should have gotten a ride or found another way to get there other than drive himself.
Okay, two wrongs don't make a right.
Right. That's why this is setting the bar story. Here on 99.7 DJX, it's Ben and Kelly. And if you want to hear our Teddy Swims interview from earlier this week, you can still go to the website, WDJX.com, tap listen, and hear Teddy talk everything about, his Chili's days, playing a fun little game, and more there on the website. Plus, you can also catch up on maybe what you missed from the show, including Netflix and borrowing passwords, sharing passwords, all that stuff. And the awkwardness that having a platonic friend who's the opposite sex may be.
Exactly. Is it crossing the line? She's, do you understand why that might be looked at as problematic?
And we heard from several people who are like, look, I have had a platonic friend of the opposite sex for a long time.
Yes. But
just
you
make
know
sure they know all
exactly.
about it.
The significant other should probably know your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe everyone will be more comfortable about it.
Yeah. I mean, he does know and knows of this person before they got together. But John, as John said,
but maybe we get chummier.
He asked, hey, why are you doing special little Netflix dates with your boy here and not me?
Exactly. That feels weird.
Yeah, that feels weird. So anyways, you can connect and reconnect on that. And anything you may have missed from a week's worth of shows on the website at WDJX.com. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right.
Is that it? It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Louder Than Life, by the way, is delayed, the opening. So if you are ready to rock in the rain, you're going to have to wait. They're delaying the open. Normally, doors were going to be at 11. So right now, we don't know when the opening is for Louder Than Life.
Watch social media.
Yeah, social media. Our sister station is all a part of it, Alt, that they're going to be, talking about it as well. But yeah, Louder Than Life, if you're planning on going there or this weekend, just make sure that you bring something to shield yourself from the rain.
Ponchos.
Yeah, it's going to be a wet weekend. And then tonight, though, the Trinity St. X football game will still be played.
I think there's going to be a window, tonight.
Yeah.
Most of the bad stuff's going to be done.
Right. Most of it will be done early in the afternoon. And then so by the evening, by the time kickoff should happen, it should just be wet weather. And, they can play football in the rain. So that's no big deal. But yeah, other than that, have a great weekend.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you.
Bye.